Welcome to the Fleet FYI's podcast, the weekly podcast by Utilimark that reveals how you can make the most of your data for smarter fleet management. My name is Gretchen, and every week I'll be sharing with you not only over two decades worth of data insights, but some of the industry's hottest talking points and key metric analysis with the aim to help you better understand your fleet from every angle. Before we begin, if this is the first time you've heard our show, thanks for stopping by. Once you've finished today's episode, if you could take a few minutes to leave us a review on your favorite podcasting platform, I would really appreciate it. Give us a rating, 5 stars, I hope, or tell us what you liked or leave us a comment or a question about what you've heard in today's episode. If we haven't yet covered a topic that you're interested in hearing more about, let us know. We would be happy to go over it in detail in a later episode. Let's dig in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 12 Days of Fleet FYIs, which is a mini-series here on the Fleet FYIs podcast, which helps us wrap up the end of every single season at the end of the year. Today, I'm bringing back one of my most favorite episodes we've ever done on benchmarking fleet operations, and I'm so excited for you to get your ears on this one. Let's dig in. Have you ever wondered where your fleet stacks up against the industry average? From operational data and fleet size to mechanic performance and quartile performance, benchmarking allows your fleet to better understand your data from a big picture view. Your fleet's benchmark data is a key piece of information that gives you an insight into how your fleet is actually performing year over year, specifically when it comes to asset performance and operational costs. Today, I wanted to dive into what a true peer-to-peer benchmark actually is, what insights you can gather from a benchmark, as well as the benefits of actually benchmarking your driver's behavior. So what is an accurate peer-to-peer benchmark? That's the big ticker question, right? A peer-to-peer benchmark, especially an accurate one, helps you understand where you stand within the industry. It delves into your data and measures whether or not your fleet meets the industry norm. Benchmark data can also shed light on how today's actions might affect your finances and operations down the line. A benchmarking application should standardize your data, allowing you to clearly set data-driven goals and objectives that aid in the optimization of your fleet, as well as shedding light on how you stack up internally and against other fleets industry-wide. By identifying areas that you're not doing well in, you can drive change in the following year by using a fleet analytics solution that could be powered by telematics or operational data to measure daily performance against goals set by your benchmark. But what insights can you actually gain? Benchmarking your fleet can provide you with many valuable insights when it comes to bettering your fleet management strategy. And it's not just insights about your fleet from a company-wide view. Rather, it's when you benchmark your fleet against the industry standard, you can find anomalies, performance standards, and so much more. Many fleet managers are using benchmarking data to hone in on the assets that they spend the most money on. More often than not, these fleet assets are what drive the most change within their organizations. They could be an outlier in a quartile performance-based industry average. It could be utilization. It could be mechanic hours. And one can even begin to understand what key performance indicators point to the reason as to why certain vehicle classes within their fleet may be within the limits of an unsatisfactory quartile. But whether or not you're using industry benchmarking data, beginning by doing internal benchmarking can actually aid in identifying mechanic productivity, or it can help you improve your fleet driver behavior by understanding year-over-year performance. The list goes on and on. And I think it's really, really interesting when you take a look at the benefits overall, because using your benchmarking data, you'll actually be able to understand your fleet from the inside out. But don't just take my word for it. It can also give you the ability to see where you stand within a standardized field. And what that means is if you're ever wondering whether or not your data is being used in a clean, high-quality industry-wide comparison, an industry benchmark is a way of comparing your best practices against what you're already doing with your fleet's operations. you'll be able to better identify gaps in performance and potentially gain a competitive advantage from simply understanding where you measure up. A benchmark can also be applied to any facet of your fleet's operations. It doesn't just have to be driver behavior or mechanic productivity. From maintenance to vehicle class, process to product, a benchmark is always a good idea. Secondly, it can give you a keen eye to identify areas for improvement. Remember that thing that I said about outliers? Well, there's always going to be new ways to better optimize your fleet and operational standards. Understanding your fleet from the bottom up by digging deeply into your data can help you understand and create and measure goals in the future. From financials to operational processes, you can assess what others in your industry are doing, peers or competitors, see what they are or what you are doing right, and apply it to your own strategy, or better apply it to your strategy to make your fleet more competitive. Thirdly, it'll allow you to better understand industry data trends. The fleet industry has trends like any other, and it's just as key to stay on top of them. Take the Ford Crown Vic, for example. As the Crown Vic model was removed from most police fleets, they began moving from sedans to marked SUVs. Although it was cheap and spacious and powerful enough for its use, it was extremely dated in regard to updated technology and power capacity. It was slower and less easy to maneuver than other four-doors, as well as being prone to gas tank ruptures. Because of this, Ford began to make better options for police fleets, and as a result, the move from the Crown Vic to other models like the Interceptor, Ford F-150, or the Edge was an easy one. Another benefit to benchmarking is the ability to see mechanic productivity at a high level. Are your mechanics measuring their time effectively, do you think? Or are they tracking their time to a unit, or are they generalizing their reported hours? How many vehicles or assets are they expected to support? Looking at your maintenance, outsourced or in-house, from a high level can help you answer these questions and give you a leg up when it comes to making decisions for your fleet. Now, lastly, what I really want to stress is that the insights you need to slice your data can meet your fleet's exact needs if you use a benchmark. Sometimes a comparison doesn't help, like when you compare a similar class of vehicle rather than the exact same. You know, that is absolutely true. Or perhaps if you're comparing an LA-based fleet to one in the Midwest that experiences more rust because of harsher weather conditions. But when you can create like-to-like comparisons, the exact same type of fleet in the same type of region from a competitor or from a peer, your data becomes so much more effective, don't you think? I would love to know if you have any questions about benchmarking, the benefits of benchmarking, or how exactly you can use your benchmarking data to your advantage. You can always send me an email, you can tag me on LinkedIn, or you can use the hashtag UtilimarkFleetFYIs. I love to hear from you each and every time. And if you haven't already, I would love to ask if you could please leave us a glowing review and a 5-star rating on your favorite podcasting platform. My personal favorites are Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but we are available on all major streaming networks, and I would love to know if you love our show as much as I hope you do. Anyways, that's all from me for today. I will see you again on the next edition of Utilimark's 12 Days of Fleet FYIs. See you then. Hey there, it's me again. I think it's time to cue the virtual high five because you've just finished listening to another episode of the Fleet FYIs podcast. If you're already wanting more on all things fleet and vehicle technology, head over to utilimark.com, which is Utilimark with a C, UTILIMARC.com, for this episode's show notes and extra insights coming straight from our analyst to you. That's all from me this week, so until next time, I'll catch you later.